Welcome to Backyard Oasis, a podcast designed by and for older adults living in the beautiful Pioneer Valley of Western Massachusetts and produced in the tech studios at Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Backyard Oasis reaches out to older adults who seek knowledge to help them live more thoughtfully, healthily, and happily, who hope to inspire others with their ideas, and who serve their communities in the interest of the greater good. We hope you join us frequently in our pleasant backyard oasis for wide-ranging conversations with a diversity of people who are growing older and want to talk about it.
All right. So, welcome to Backyard Oasis. This is your host, Associate Dean of Community Engagement at Greenfield Community College, Judy Raper, and I would like to introduce my co-hosts.
I'm Mackenzie Shanahan from Indiana, ready to talk all things reality TV.
I'm Jessica Nabala. I am Judy's longtime hairstylist, and I'm just a reality TV junkie. Mm-hmm.
And for the first time ever, we have a studio audience of one. Ooh. Dana, who works at GCC, might join us as a guest on the next podcast. So she's here to get a taste of what it's like. And we know that we promised Grandma Donna might be here. Grandma Donna is actually taking food to my mother who just had a colonoscopy. So I just got a text from Donna that she'll join when she gets back home. But my guess is with how long that drive is, we'll be done by then. So
next time.
We hate to keep teasing you with that.
Yeah, but when it happens, it's going to be a treat.
It's going to be worth it.
It will be worth
the wait. All right, we need to dig in because we have a lot to talk about. And I assume we are going to start with Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know where to start.
Well... There's a lot to unpack. Do you want to start with the last episode? Do you want to kind of rewind? What's your preference?
Let's start here. Let's start with Taylor, Frankie, Paul. We have to discuss the scene at the family barbecue where her ex-boyfriend, baby daddy, came to the family barbecue, and what an atrocity that was by her parents and her brother. Okay. So does anyone have comments on that one?
So my take was, it was a really hard to watch, just because I feel like when I think about my parents, it's just not the way I would hope that they would talk to me.
Yes.
Whether they feel a certain way. However, I do feel like because of their culture and upbringing, I do think that this is why they feel that it's okay that they can talk to her that way.
Yes. Okay.
I think that's an extremely, that's a position of grace that is hard to give
them.
Very nice. You know, if I have a favorite on that show, and that's a real stretch, but who do I dislike the least? It would certainly be Taylor. I think she's made for reality TV. She's compelling to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And my heart broke for her in that conversation, especially in her confessional when she said, they basically told me that how could I have expected respect based on my behavior? And for to hear that from your parents. And I realize, like, I guess her relationship with her biological dad is pretty estranged. And so this is the man who raised her. He did sort of redeem himself a few episodes later when he said, look, we don't care about the swinging scandal. We want to see you move past it. So, but I do agree with Jessica. Like, these people were raised, I mean, I was raised in a Christian church. So I know that there were sort of expectations and values that went along with that. I can only imagine what it's like for.
No, but it makes sense, right? Because I just feel like she is Hot Mess Express and she wants to ride that bus and she cannot get off the Hot Mess Express. But it does make sense about why she continues to pick people or stay in these toxic relationships where all she does is just cry. Have you ever, have we watched a reality show where literally she is sobbing every other episode?
Well, I think it's just like her, again, like her history. It's like she's obviously had a lot of trauma and trust or just lack of trust in people. And whether that's, again, maybe it does start with her father as a young girl and just not properly dealing with that stuff. You know, you can see that that carries on now here we are in season two.
Yeah.
And yeah, she cannot get out of her own way.
No, it is painful. And I just feel like he's a psychopath. That Dakota, what do you all feel about Dakota?
I don't hate Dakota.
Judy, are you kidding me? Oh, I mean,
honestly, I don't know. I feel like I do think that there's stuff I do not like about him. There is something that's off about him to me, but I don't know. I kind of like him a little bit better this season.
Okay. This isn't going to go well. Listeners, turn off the podcast now. I cannot. Oh my gosh.
Okay. But I think maybe is that because they're not together anymore. If that's why I think like, I like them because they're not together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I do think they need to not be together, but also we have to remember it's not just two reality stars that can go their own way. They have a baby together, but right. Even in that one scene, the Halloween party, where that nasty Chase guy comes in and he's going on, and he stood there.
And didn't take up for her. And is that what you're saying?
If another husband or whoever looked at me, Mike would be like, oh, whoa, whoa, back it up. He was like in her face, degrading her. And again, I was proud of her because she stood up for herself, right? But like, where are you? What are you doing?
Okay. Stop for a second. I think we need to not use Mike Shanahan as the bar for reality TV husbands. Honey. I think that's a mistake.
That is true.
So what if the bar is Jax? What if the bar is...
Oh, gosh.
Dakota, in the grand scheme of things, when I think about different individuals who've been on reality TV shows and played second fiddle to the women, because this is a show that centers the women.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that bad. I think he's madly in love with her. I think he's good with the baby. What I don't like is his dynamic with her parents. I don't like them always taking her side. It's one thing for me to take his side. I don't know these people from Adam, but when the parents take his side, that's a bit much. And he kind of feeds into that.
Yes.
We don't know these people, though.
And I think also, too, that moment when he was talking to Chase, I feel as though he was looking for something to throw back at her because she is making him out to be the worst of the worst in this whole scenario, which, again, I'm not saying that she's wrong or he's right or vice versa.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive that moment. And it's not okay. But they also, yes, he is the father of her child. They aren't together, so I think it's kind of like a wild card situation as to how he would respond to it.
Yeah. Well, okay, and
And you also do see him, I believe, unless I'm getting my episodes mixed up, obviously taking that into consideration, he then decides he needs to be on her side when they go to the Sinner and Saints party and is there for support for her. They show up together.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And realizes the error of his ways from the Halloween situation.
Okay.
And take some ownership.
Okay, Jessica, you're right. He redeemed himself a little bit.
He's trying.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's trying.
Trying. Okay, wait. But let's keep it with the same thread before we go off to the other one. Can we talk about Taylor's mom showing up to the Christmas party?
Oh,
she is getting dragged for being a pick-me girl. She wants to be her daughter. What were your thoughts on that?
Okay, can we go back just real quick though to
Dakota.
What's his name? Dakota for just a moment.
The one you love.
So just for one moment.
Yes.
So you know when I have a perspective.
Yes.
I know I'm 60 years old.
Yes.
I'm not in a relationship.
No.
I have a different, you know, like I realize my worldview is shaped by my experiences, and maybe I'm not as, you know, sympathetic as I could or should be. So I always go to Reddit to sort of see what are they saying on Reddit.
Yes.
So
that sounds logical.
What's illogical about that? I'm
Reddit?
I'm checking.
The gossip, Wikipedia, Google, you go to Reddit.
Reddit, it's, you know what Reddit's tagline is?
I don't
Reddit,
know.
The heart of the internet. I'm going to the heart of the internet to make sure that my perspectives are not wildly out of line with the majority.
Judy, they call that troll land. Have you ever heard of it called troll land?
But also, I feel like that's what makes everyone different, Judy. If that's your opinion, that's your opinion,
well,
right?
Well, no, but I just
want
to,
right, because Mackenzie,
when I come into a podcast and Mackenzie is flabbergasted by my perspective, I want to check it out before I come
that's
here.
That's Mackenzie's opinion, but it doesn't change how she feels about you.
Well, I know she loves me unconditionally,
but I just want
to tell you that on Reddit, they like Dakota. And the second thing, which I thought was kind of funny on Reddit, is they think all of the men that are partnered with the Mormon wives look like Confederate soldiers from the Civil War. And once they said that, I kind of had to agree. Like, especially the guy dating Layla or whatever her name is. I always get her mixed up with Lala from Vanderpump. Layla.
Wait, that is actually true.
Yes, right?
Wait, Reddit, I will, in your defense and Reddit's defense, troll land, they usually are spot on. But that is so true.
And he has that DIY haircut. It's something. I mean, he needs some serious intervention.
I mean, all of those guys probably need a serious intervention, right?
Yeah. And Whitney's husband, what's up with that? Are they just friends?
Well, there was a lot of accusations that they thought that he was into men for season one. But he had an issue. Well, I think they talked about it briefly this season. But he was on Tinder, right? A Tinder scandal. Am I getting that right?
He was into porn.
That's right.
Why did I
think there was something with Tinder? Am I wrong about that?
Okay, we don't want to spread rumors that are untrue.
We'll just look it up on Reddit.
I will go to the heart of the internet and verify before our next podcast.
Please do.
But yeah, so he had some sort of...
All right, they just seem they have the friend vibe to me. But anyway, let's don't go there because that's really... I don't want to trash this man's reputation.
Because
he seems like a lovely person. So go back to what you were going to talk about.
Can we just finish what we're going to say about Taylor's mom showing up to the Christmas show? I can't.
Yes. She's nuts.
And
she clearly went to her plastic surgeon, took a picture of her daughter and said, make me look like her.
Yes.
I mean, because people do take pictures of famous people to plastic surgeons and say, make me look like them, whether it be, you know, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Or whatever. I don't know where I came up with Lady Gaga. Yeah,
that just came to your head. Reddit.
That just came.
But listen, she did make a post saying that she stands behind her daughter. She supports her daughter.
Of course.
She's not trying to be her daughter. It's just genetics, which that does make sense. But I need to know one. I think we all can agree on one thing, and that's that why the heck did she show up? And two, how she was treated. Was that horrible?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I don't think she should have showed up in the first place.
No.
But I also think Demi's behavior this season, that I didn't expect anything less, the way she was speaking to her. But I also feel like the biggest problem I have with these women is that they never stick up in the right moments or speak up for one another. Like they all say, I feel like I should go over there and intervene because the way that she's talking to Taylor's mother is inappropriate. But like they all say it, but nobody's doing it.
Yeah. And then when she was walking out and they were hugging her, I was like, what?
Yeah. And kind of giving her some sort of comfort about the situation. But I don't understand. It's just an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
I also feel like, though, is what... Again, not condoning the behavior, but what did Taylor's mom expect that was going to happen? She brought a gift from her daughter. Does she not know what was inside that present? Like that?
Oh, she knows.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's kind of like you are also feeding and fueling the fire here by like showing up unannounced.
Yeah. Well, so this season, I felt like, okay, at one point, I don't know, maybe even episode 3, I was thinking, is this real? I mean, I know some of it is real, but like there were so many times we're in those situations where no one steps in, but in their confessionals, they're like, that was horrible. I would never. But like sitting there, one of the last episodes where they're on the couch and they're literally raising their hands to vote people in and out. And Demi goes, Taylor, she is disgusting. She is disgusting. And no one was like, I was like, this is so disgusting. If that was a stranger, I would be like, oh, no, back it up, back it up. Like, my jaw was on the floor.
Mm-hmm. It's been a really long time since I was in junior high and high school. But I remember we had a couple bullies and they would decide who was their target each week.
Mm-hmm.
And people who would normally like have a conscience and have good values would sit quietly to make sure they weren't next. And so Demi is a bully, big time.
Bully.
And I think people did kind of, like, I think Demi expected everyone to get behind her. People didn't get behind her in that last episode when she was bullying Taylor. That did not happen. And Taylor just quietly sat there. Like, I thought Taylor kind of managed that situation pretty artfully, whether it was intentional or not, and managed to get everybody on her side.
Yeah.
And now Demi's gone.
That
Demi's
was, no I mean, that was talk. Brilliant. What about when Demi, she thought they were going to vote her out, and she completely freaked out and was like, you can't vote someone out who's already in, and like had a moment, and Taylor just so calmly was like, I wasn't saying that, but like a total like middle school girl, like I'm not getting picked for a volleyball team. Like so odd. So odd. But I'm just so at a loss of words for Demi. She was favorite. She said it out loud that she was a fan favorite and then completely ruined it this season. What the heck?
Well, I just think that's her trying to ride on the coattails of that in a completely wrong direction.
Yes.
Clearly, money is all she thinks about.
Clearly.
And I mean, honestly, like, let's talk about her relationship with Jess. If a friend of mine decided that I'm going to get more money if somebody else is gone, no. Uh-uh.
No.
No.
You're out.
That'd be the end of my friendship.
Yes.
And how she can say it so like, oh, that's because we were having problems 2 months ago and it's totally fine now. But Jess also not having any real response to that.
Yes.
And then waiting until something more extreme happens, like her bashing her business to one of the other girls. And
that was kind of a fun moment, though, when Taylor turns to her and goes, she said you can't do hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Demi goes, it's just hair. And Jess goes, it's my life.
Right. It's just like it's that, never just
and
hair.
And I will say, as a hairstylist, it's just hair. That's a triggering statement to say.
Oh, it's triggering to me as a hairstylist client. Yes. I mean, who says that?
I wanted to defend all the hairstylists, but something is going on here because I watched two very good podcasts with the Mormon wives, all of them, and Jesse, before that last episode aired and after, is treading so lightly where I kind of thought, right, Jessica, like guns a-blazing. That last scene where they say she had an affair with this creep, and now she's not guns a-blazing. Whenever that happens, something is going on. So then it would make sense why she didn't go off the rails when Demi is the one who said, I'll make more money and she can be out. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like they're protecting. Jesse isn't going balls to the wall. You know what I mean? She's not dropping.
She is now, though. She is now.
But not as hard as you would think.
Well, she said the friendship is absolutely over and there's nothing. It'll never be back on.
Yeah, but
she. No, and she was like throwing. There was another interview, I think, that Demi and her husband Brett did that trashing on Jesse. And then Jesse was like, oh, well, you know, you're thinking that I'm sitting here searching for fame. Like, that's the two of you. And you just called me up last month or whatever, asking for $10,000 because you can't pay your bills.
Yeah, it was on Vile File. I watched both of them. But Demi.
Oh, I have never seen Vile File. I have a new one I got to look into.
Oh, they're great. It's actually. Wait. Oh, are we laughing at Vile Files? It's a podcast.
No, I think our audience might be familiar with Vile Files.
See, then she's a true fan right there. He was on The Bachelor. Connections, crossovers. I just think. Oh no, what's she saying? She doesn't like it?
No, she's not familiar.
Oh. No, she is familiar. She's not a fan.
I don't like Vile.
Oh, okay. When she's on, we have to write that down. We need to discuss it. But I'm telling you. Something sketchy. I mean, if it could get any sketchier, but I'm just telling you, more is going to come out because why would Jessica not immediately? They drop each other for the wrong swig order, let alone her saying she'll literally drop them to get more money. And she didn't freak out at that. Something's not right there.
Well, I mean, makes me think that there has to be some truth to this whole scandal that's
happening. The Mauricio scandal?
Yeah.
What is his name?
Mauricio. His name is Kyle's wife. Kyle's husband.
No, isn't it?
No, Marciano.
Marciano.
Oh, close. Whatever.
But wait. Hold on. On Vile Files. Okay, wait. Now I'm getting too excited. Okay, someone control it. I'm too excited.
I would just say, I mean, just keeping it going, that I just think that that's where, we have Donna.
Oh my God, Donna is here.
Where is she? Alex, be ready to mute. No. Everybody, Donna might be arriving. Oh, she muted herself. She has good Zoom etiquette. Donna.
She's not going to want to participate. She's just going to want to listen. Donna, just say hello. You don't have to participate, but just say hello.
Just unmute yourself, Donna. Click the button. Wait, this is so epic.
There.
Oh, Donna! Donna, can you just say hi to the podcasters?
Hello to everyone, and I don't know why I'm on here.
Oh, my God. You are so wanted.
No. Hello.
Hello. Oh. So Donna, can you see our studio?
I can see a black curtain and a table and three people.
Nice.
Okay, well, that's Alex, our producer.
Hi, Alex.
And this is me in the white sweater.
I'm a guest, Judy.
My hairdresser, Jessica. Oh, there's Donna.
Oh, we can see Donna.
I didn't want you to see me.
This is your granddaughter and Peter in the TV room.
Of course.
And for the first time ever, we have an audience of one listening to our podcast, my friend Dana.
Oh, really? Well, great.
We're basically stars now, guys.
Yes.
Are you?
Paparazzi's probably out my window right now.
Oh, I bet.
So, Donna, we were in the middle of discussing Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives.
See, I don't watch that.
Well, you can listen as we wrap up.
Oh, okay.
This particular
okay.
part. Because I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
But wait, no, we're not. Okay, Grandma, okay. You got to mute yourself, though.
Why?
Because Alex can't have feedback. Is that right, Alex? Alex. Okay, wait. Okay, I love you, Grandma. Hold on.
I'll mute me.
Wait. We have a lot more to discuss about the Mormon.
I know we're at a half hour and we haven't even gotten to Summer House or Valley or
okay.
Anything.
Well, let's wrap it up, but let me think about it.
Okay, I have a couple wrap up thoughts
you
on.
You can, yeah.
One is that I just have to say every time they go to confessional and these women read a Bible verse or they talk about how what just happened is not who we are, I'm like, yes, it is.
Absolutely.
You do this every episode. You turn on each other. The pregnancy party was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they treat each other like absolute crap, and then they come into their confessionals and say, this is not who we are. Yes, it is.
Yes.
One last funny thing I saw on the heart of the internet, Reddit.
Oh, my God.
One last funny thing I saw was that, so you know that Taylor named her baby Ever True. I don't know if True is the middle name. I guess that's her baby's name, Ever True. Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody on Reddit was talking about how they did have someone in their high school named Ever. And whenever he would show up to a party, they'd be like, we've been waiting forever.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
Oh.
So anyway, so that's my closing thoughts on the
Okay, those
lives.
Were good ones.
Well, and I did see like a real funny meme too, and it made me realize this, but the fact that all these women are sober is baffling.
They're not all sober.
For the most part, I think their drinking is not a thing in their culture. And there are a couple of them, I think, that dabble with a little bit of booze, but like pretty much predominantly when they are doing all of this and filming, they're sober.
Yes.
High off of soda. That's it.
Yes. Is that baffling?
Okay. I just got a note from our producer, Alex.
Oh my God. We really are famous now.
That Reddit is not called the heart of the internet, but the front page of the internet.
Okay, Alex. Okay.
So I must have remembered it in the way that I chose to remember.
Okay.
And also, I just wanted to add to that our audience member here did tell me that Whitney's husband also was a part of there was a Tinder page he had in conjunction with his porn addiction.
Okay. Thank you, audience member.
So we are not spreading false rumors. Oh no, it does say the heart of the internet.
Oh, okay. Alex handed me a false note back to my original proclamation.
We're getting too big for our podcast right now. We have notes going. We have audience. We have Donna. Like this, we could just go home now.
Okay. I feel like before we jump into Summer House and the Valley, we should just check in with Donna to see if she's watching anything and she'd like to comment.
We know what she's watching, but go ahead and share, Donna. Just go to your microphone.
We'll have to wait a while for her to unmute herself. Sorry, audience.
There you go.
I beg your pardon. Was that long? No, I don't watch any of those shows that you watch. I do watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, which I swear every year I will not, but I do anyway.
See?
It's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I watch The Voice and American Idol. And my favorite things, you know, are the same as yours, Mom's Judy.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Dateline.
Or Dateline. Dancing with the Stars or Dateline. Whichever.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's some reality to Dateline, right?
Yeah, my mom watches all those like murder ID shows constantly.
We both do.
Same.
And we love them.
Do you watch Survivor, Donna?
No.
Gosh, Judy.
I don't watch any of those things.
Well, what? So what's happening now? Is The Bachelor on right now or The Bachelorette?
No, they're not on yet.
Okay.
I think American Idol, didn't they just finish up? Or was it The Voice?
Well, they both did. The Voice did last night. And American Idol did the other night. Yeah.
Wait, I've been seeing some headlines.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Is something going on with Carrie Underwood? She's getting in trouble for something?
I don't know, but I did not like her as a judge at
all. Why not, Donna? Why not?
Well, she just kind of was blah.
Blah?
Blah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe because something's going on behind the scenes, she was really trying to like make herself blah, so maybe she won't be asked back again.
I think for good reason. I don't think they will ask her back. I've seen a lot of comments on Facebook that they don't want her to come back.
Wait, have you read that on Reddit, Judy? Have you read that?
I have to say, I am on Facebook is where the old people hang out. So I know that last night, Donna and my mother were very upset that the Indiana Fever were blacked out in Indiana.
Oh my gosh.
They were both having a meltdown about it.
I do recall.
I was. That was awful. They tell you to watch it on this channel, and then you get 15 minutes of it, and then they black it out. And I couldn't get it on any other channel.
Was it because of the storms or because what?
No, they blacked it out for
What's
some reason.
Mean?
It means we couldn't watch it.
Oh, like how the Indy 500 used to. Oh,
exactly. The Indy 500. Yeah. Because they don't want people in Indianapolis. They want people in Indianapolis to come to the race. Mm-hmm. And I guess they want people to come to the Fever game. I don't know.
Well, it was full.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Well, it was full.
Yeah.
If you can't accommodate all the people of Indiana, then you shouldn't just black it out.
That's right. That's right. Well, now we should be able to watch the next one's going to be on Channel 13.
Oh, so when it's on Channel 13, it's not blacked out. You know that?
I've seen it on 13 before, yes.
I can't believe I remember this, but is that WTHR?
Yes.
There you go, Judy.
Oh my God, I remember that from childhood.
There you go.
You remember a lot of things from childhood.
I do. I remember Donna's phone number, 852-8825.
That's it. Yep.
That was it.
Yes, 42 Acre Lane.
Oh. But yeah. She doesn't live there now, psychopath.
I know.
But somebody does, and one of our listeners might be calling.
No, actually, they changed yeah. all the neighborhood that Donna and where I grew up and where Donna and her kids lived. They changed all the numbers on all the houses at some point.
They did.
Nobody
Why?
Has the same address anymore.
I don't know. Who knows? Life's about changes. Nothing ever stays the same.
Okay, no. Days of our
yeah,
life.
Yeah, amen to that, Donna.
All right. You did good, Donna.
All right, Donna, time to mute. No, I'm
okay,
kidding.
Mute, okay, mute, Donna.
I'll mute.
She gave us a quote.
I think
and now
we should have on, like, some words of wisdom from Grandma Donna.
Every podcast.
One episode, yeah.
What?
And we need to get Donna to bring Mary Jane with her sometime.
No.
I know, Judy, they're not home yet. I was getting
Where
worried.
Where are they? Where are they?
I think they might have stopped at Menards. But I text her and I tried to call her and she doesn't answer, so she might be asleep in the car.
Oh.
Oh my God. Well, let's see. I can track them.
I can too. Them. They were at Menards. They were still in Avon.
I can too. Jessica and Alex and our lovely guests. Every morning she drinks her coffee, has a muffin with honey and butter, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
She'll go to find my friends, and she will check where everyone is.
That's right, I do.
And then she'll ask you later, hey, why were you at 5249?
Yes, I have to make sure everyone is safe and where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. And I had my location turned off for a while and I didn't realize it. And all of a sudden I get a text from Donna one day. She goes, why aren't you ever going to work these days?
I feel safer. So I appreciate it, Donna.
Well, yes. There was just a dateline on that about how this mother was tracking where the daughter's phone was.
You're right. So I appreciate it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you're ever lost, then I'll know where you are.
Yes. Hopefully you'll get in the car and go look for me.
Well, you know I would.
I know you would.
Okay, that's my, do I need to mute now?
Okay, now mute so we can get back to our reality. We only have a little bit longer.
Yeah,
okay.
we're coming to the close here. I think we probably need to make a choice between Summer House and Valley because.
You guys decide. I could do it both.
Well, I think the Valley's got a lot more action. I mean, all we got going on in Summer House is Lexi and Jesse breaking
okay,
up.
Okay, let's do that, Summer House. I mean, Valley.
Valley. All right, so what do we think? We just had an episode last night, an hour and a half.
Oh, I didn't watch last night's episode. I feel like I need somebody to catch my brain up because I feel like I've just been drowning in Mormon Housewives.
Yeah, Jessica, was nothing.
Wait. Let's go back to Summer House for just a minute, actually, because I wanted to actually maybe even include Grandma Donna in this. So basically, Lexi and Jesse have broken up. Mm-hmm. They were gathered around the kitchen table talking about the fact that she was about to go break up with him. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned that he gives her the ick. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, who I guess is the oldest person at the table, 40, yeah, did not know what the ick was. Now at 60, I know what the ick is. Donna, do you know what the ick is? No. Okay, nope. Donna's mouthing no, she's muted because we made her mute. So she does not know what the ick is. So then the producers gave Kyle a little quiz on modern day dating terms.
Oh my God, so funny. I watched that.
And I have to say, I didn't know any of these. So let's quiz Grandma Donna.
I didn't know them either.
Donna, if somebody in a relationship is orbiting, what does that, you think that means?
Orbiting.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
I don't know. Are they following someone?
Well, sort of, because orbiting is when they have broken up with someone, but they continue to stalk them on social media.
Okay, yes.
Oh, okay.
Then we have roaching.
Oh, now I don't know about that.
So roaching refers to the practice of hiding the existence of multiple romantic or sexual partners while suggesting you are exclusive with someone. And the reason they call it roaching is it's like when you spot one cockroach, you assume there are many more hiding.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So we have that.
That makes sense.
Then we have zombieing.
Oh, no. I don't know what that means.
Ew, no.
Do you know what ghosting someone means?
I do, but now I just forgot. What is that?
Ghosting is when you, like, disappear on someone.
Yes.
So zombieing is when you disappear, but you reemerge, which means you came back as a zombie because you came back from the dead.
Oh.
So I thought that was very interesting. I did not know any of those
that is
particular.
Interesting.
And I also just want to really quickly share a quote from Lexi before we move on to Summer House. Before we move on to the Valley.
Okay, I'll mute.
Because I couldn't believe she said this to Jesse.
What is it?
And I had to go look it up. You've changed me. I no longer trust people like I did at the start of the summer. I feel like the light in me is slowly dying because I'm exhausted from teaching you. Although she's had the wherewithal to appear on 97,000 podcasts since the breakup and has had no problem finding the energy to do that and sharing all of her inner secrets, but the light in her is slowly dying.
Yeah, but you know,
anyway,
it was very deep, but I feel like we misjudged Lexi because she came in wearing basically nothing and was all cute with her overlined lips. We were like, ew, I don't want this. But she is shedding some light on Jesse, and some other podcasters are talking about the ick they got from having Jesse and how there were a few things that seemed off from him.
Yeah, I agree. I think coming into this season, I liked Jesse last season. I just think he's fun, happy, loving, you know, like very sweet. However, this season, I think he's incredibly two-faced, mm-hmm. painting her in this bad light. Mm-hmm. And so I'm happy that that came to fruition because, yeah, I didn't really care for her. I thought she was cuckoo.
Yeah.
I thought she was one of those girls that just
I think it goes back to that whole thought of like with these reality TV people, they have a good first season and then everyone talks about that second season, they try too hard and then it flops.
Yeah, that often happens.
I just
for sure.
I don't understand how he wouldn't think that he'd get caught though. That's the thing that also baffles me is like stuff that happens on these shows, it's like it's gonna air. People are gonna
I know it's like I don't want
it.
Anyone to know this.
Yeah. Also, that's what's so good about it because they all talk about how they don't even realize the cameras are there once they get to filming and they get in the groove of it. But like how baffling, like right now, do you think Demi is sitting somewhere on the couch with Whitney internally thinking, wow, I just royally screwed up? Or no?
I hope so.
Do they self-reflect? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they've been in a lot of TikTok videos together. So I mean, I'm going to say no. They're really playing up the whole villain piece of it all.
Well, they're both villains.
Yeah,
they are. And okay, we don't have to talk.
Well, but Demi more than Whitney now.
Whitney is pretty bad.
Wait, hold on. Did she play them like a fiddle? She came in.
Oh, my
mom,
God.
How can I be? I'm sorry. I blah, blah, blah. I had to look up what was the word she had to Google. Redemption or regret. Regret.
She had to Google regret.
Yes, she had to Google regret.
She didn't know what regret meant.
Yes, because then she used the definition with, was it Macy or Michaela or someone? And they were like, whoa, whoa. But like, she played them and we watched them on national television. I think they forget.
Well, she literally in the middle of that dinner. I know we're back to Mormon Wives. We can't stay away from them.
Stop.
So you watched her just in the middle of that dinner when they were all kind of coming at her. All of a sudden she goes, I'd like to hear more about this production fiasco. When you said you didn't mm-hmm. care if your friend went as long as you got more money.
Yeah.
She literally like switched the conversation and nobody batted an eye.
Well, and also she even said it in her confessional. She was like, I'm going to take the heat off myself and I'm going to bring this up.
Yeah,
I want to know more about it.
Yes. Wild. The bait and switch. We got baited and we got switched. And not a good way.
All right. Anything on the Valley? Hey. Zach sleeping in the onion dip was the highlight for me.
Oh, and that is good dip. That is good dip.
That was so disgusting. Funny.
Wait, listen. I just watched Michelle on Vile File. I know. And that Jesse. And now if you two don't agree with this, I'm going to lose it. But he is talk about a psychopath. He's horrible. Is he horrible, Judy?
They're both horrible, Mackenzie. That is, I can hardly listen to her say the word threaten. Have you noticed that?
She
puts a D on the T and then she, threaten me, stop threatening me.
Okay.
Like, it's like, what is she doing?
Judy, I think she could have like a speech, something's not.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. I looked at Reddit, she doesn't.
Oh my God.
I do feel like she just has like some sort of an accent to her voice though, the way she talks. There's definitely...
She has some cadence. Is that what the right word is?
Wait, I don't know.
Okay, on the count of three, you have to pick a side. I need you to say whose side you are on. On the count of three.
With gun at my head?
One, two, three. Michelle.
Yeah, it's Michelle.
Isabel.
Okay, Isabel. Wait. Judy Raper, would you be Team Jesse if you had to choose?
If I had to choose, no. I would, no. But that would be really difficult to call myself Team Michelle.
So I'm going
to
say this. I will humor Judy. I do feel like they both have rotten tendencies. However, I do think in terms of the dynamic of their relationship, I think Jesse intentionally does these low blows or says hurtful things that are disgusting to the mother of his daughter. And yeah, so for her sake, yeah, she's going to come back and say things or feel a certain way or act a certain way, but she's also not phony. And I think that Jesse, to me, will present this phoniness, like when they were doing that kumbaya ceremony or whatever, and like passing the microphone or whatever to her. I'm like, she's not going to say anything nice because she's not at that point yet.
Yeah.
And he's like up and down, calling her terrible names the night before, the next day.
Yeah.
Apologizing, then getting her to yell at, like scream at him and react. And it's just, he wants the drama.
Yes. So Michelle on this podcast said that he went to New York and then went to California because he either wanted to be an actor or a reality star. And that she said before every filming, whenever the crew would show up, basically they would go through their talking points and they would also discuss anything that was off. Like, don't ever mention this. If someone brings this up, walk away. Like, he is so rehearsed. And then talked about how awful he was when she was pregnant. He didn't want her to get an epidural, Pitocin. But can we go back? Because you said Isabella, do they not realize that their daughter is going to watch this and hear these things?
I think she already hears all these things.
Yeah.
Have you seen last night's episode?
Yeah.
Isabella is featured a fair amount. Yeah. Not a fair amount, but more than she has been.
Or should be. Yes.
She's a little piece of work.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Can you imagine? But like, I get it. Like, it's funny. Again, we also talk often about like crossing the reality line of like, this is too dark. I don't like this. I get Michelle wanting to defend herself and I get her wanting to like let the truth out. But also on this podcast, she talks about his drug issues and how once he got back with Jax, they were friends for a while, then had a falling out. And then that's when more of his drug use started, was when he and Jax rekindled their friendship.
Who, Jesse?
Jesse, yeah.
No, I missed that.
Yes. But like, don't you feel like it's just crossing a line where it's like, we can't be doing this?
Well, right. I mean, you don't want to go lower.
He called her a whore on national television.
Well, right.
Sorry, Grandma. But like,
what's she doing? What's Grandma doing?
I said whore, so I felt like I needed to say I'm sorry. But do you know what I'm saying?
You're just quoting him, but yeah, that was terrible. Yeah. He called her an escort, I think, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's called her everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Not good. Not good. No, I mean, no. Gun to my head, I would choose him or her. But I think they're both pretty awful. I really do. And the way she's treated Jasmine over the, like, I don't know. I don't want to make false accusations, but I don't think she's very respectful of Jasmine's relationship with, who's her girl? What's her girlfriend's name? Anyway.
Why? She doesn't like up
on,
her? She
I haven't like, picked up on that.
I haven't either. What are you talking about?
Go to Reddit.
Example.
Oh,
go to the heart of the internet and read about her history.
Okay, Alex, when this
is
over.
Is that publicly on the Valley, though?
You can tell she's, I think she gives off some vibes that she's not very comfortable.
Well, I think I should, I feel like I'll pay attention.
Pay attention. If you read it on the heart of the internet and then you witness it, you put it all together and you see it.
Now I'll read between the lines. Got it.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. What else?
All right. So we've been on for quite some time now. We've gone over our usual time limit. Did y'all start watching Love on the Spectrum or no?
I did. I watched a couple episodes.
Didn't tell us.
So to switch from,
I know,
that's
Mormon Wives to that was like, yeah. So
we have to show our range on this podcast.
I know. I do think it's like resets my mind in a good place, I guess, is kind of how I felt after watching it. Connor?
Yes, I love
he
Connor.
He is probably my favorite so far. I haven't watched previous seasons, but I do like season two. Yeah. I mean, the whole family dynamic, I just love. But in Taylor, which I think I'm getting the vibe, he's an OG on the show. And sitting down to lunch with him and his friends, episode two, just how sweet they are talking about like their relationships. It just was all of it. Just so cute.
Aww. I can't remember. Have you met Abby? Sweet. Have you met Abby yet? Abby and David? She wrote him a song that has gone viral. Have you heard her song?
I don't think so.
To my lioness.
Well, who's the couple that they went on a date to celebrate their 1 year anniversary?
Well, see, I'm way further along than you, so I'm struggling to remember. Like,
she wants to know if they can be intimate for the first time for their 1 year anniversary. Both are brunettes. They were dancing to salsa music outside.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Abby and David are probably the most famous couple, and she looks like a Disney princess, and she sings a lot of Disney songs. She's like the hair. Huh?
I think she has glasses. Yes.
What? Grandma, we've lost control. What?
What are their names? Abby and what?
David. She's a singer.
Wait, where are you guys? There.
David, did he go on a date with one of the other, the one that likes the Disney a lot first? Big into Disney.
I don't remember if he dated around before he met Abby, but they are madly in love.
He just looks familiar. He looks similar to...
James is probably my favorite. James and his parents are a riot. Do you watch it, Alex?
Do they live with their parents? Do they live...
Some of them do. Yeah. James does. And James is always going on speed dating, trying to meet the love of his life. And it's
he has the long hair.
Yeah. Yep. And he's super clear. If he meets a woman and she even suggests she wants to have children, he's like, oh, nope, next.
And I think that's what I appreciate most about him is when they're dating and they're honesty so honest, at the end, it's I feel like anyone could take a page from that.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
They're good role models.
They're so respectful and but are straight to the point.
Wait, what is it on? Peacock or Netflix?
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay.
They are far more mature than the Real Housewives of... Why do I always call the Mormon people the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I do too. I always call them Housewives.
They are far more mature than Wives.
So they have depth, Judy?
They have depth. Oh, 100% they have depth. Okay. They are multi-layered human beings.
And I love Connor's obsession with dragons. And I always feel like he plugs that. I'm a big Fourth Wing series reader.
Oh, okay.
Just love how he always tries to throw in.
Connor never stops talking, literally. I'm a talker, but Connor literally never stops talking. So if he meets a young woman and she doesn't keep pace with him, he's like, she's not very outgoing. She's not talkative enough. And it's like, you literally leave no space for somebody.
Oh, I want to watch it. It's a feel good. Is it one?
Very feel good.
Okay. Is it one with our trashy reality where we like to escape?
Yes. It'll just cleanse your palate after an episode of Mormon Wives.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's exactly how I felt.
It is a palate cleanser.
That's exactly how
that
I
is
felt.
Hysterical.
Yeah, I felt.
All right, so we're wrapping up here. Do we have any last words from Donna? How was your first podcast experience, Grandma?
Oh, okay, you got it.
Okay. Well, it's interesting, but I have no idea who you're talking about. So, does Alex watch these?
Some of them.
So he knows what you're talking
about.
He's
a Love is Blind fan. Mm-hmm. Knows Love on the Spectrum. Mm-hmm.
We've had people listen to our podcast who don't watch reality TV and they still enjoy us.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I would always enjoy you.
Do we have a good banter, Donna?
I think so. But now listen, if I was to watch any of these, what one would you suggest?
She needs to watch The Mormon Wives, don't you
think?
Oh,
yeah. You should definitely check out The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Do you have Hulu? Mackenzie, can you share an account? Do something?
I could try to help her, but I don't know.
I don't have Hulu.
If you don't have Hulu, I don't know if she'd like Summer House or The Vow.
No, I think she needs to go to the wholesome Love on the Spectrum.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, of course. That's what I watched all winter.
Love on the Spectrum.
You need Love to try that, spectrum. Donna. Take a break from the murder and go on the spectrum.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
You can cleanse your palate from your murder and Dateline.
Yes.
And then
okay, probably
to that.
Probably a good suggestion.
After the fever, you can watch that. And then next episode, we'll get your input on it.
Okay. And the Pacers play tonight.
It's a very big weekend in Indiana. This weekend we have the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday morning.
Right.
The Fever play on Saturday, and the Pacers will play Game 3 of the Eastern Finals on Sunday night. So Indianapolis is the place to be this weekend. I think there'll be a lot of celebrities in town.
Oh yeah,
very exciting.
Will be. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna fly home for that?
I will. I'm flying home this summer for my mother's 80th birthday. Donna's turning 80 right before my mother does.
Oh, isn't that awful? I can't believe it. How did we get here so fast?
Donna's going to, where are you going, Donna?
Oh, we're going to go to Tennessee with the whole family. They've rented a house for all of us to stay in, and we're going to go to Dollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to connect after that.
Donna, I just got a text from Mom. She was all clear.
Oh, good.
No polyps.
Good.
Our invested.
I just got one, too, but I didn't read it.
Mom has issues. We wait for these reports.
Yes, your mom does. I feel bad for her. She's had a heck of a year.
She has. She hasn't been feeling well lately, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so what do we have to look forward to? I think the Next Generation New York Housewives is starting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You won't watch that? Okay.
I know. I think that's going to be like if I have nothing to watch.
Yeah,
I might fold some laundry.
Well, Summer House and Valley are coming to an end. Big Brother starts in, I think,
that's
late
June. We'll hear. In June?
Yeah. I think it's late June. Late June, early July. They always start like in the summer.
I don't know, because I feel like usually we're gearing up for Vanderpump and that.
Oh, wait. What? We also didn't talk about they canceled Real Housewives of New York. Let's just get that in real quick.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. It's no longer.
Yeah.
I thought Lindsay Hubbard was going to be on it.
I was really after her freedom dinner to be on it.
I know. But did you see the drama with Sonia?
Yeah, she got arrested.
Yeah
I saw that. I mean, I didn't see that.
I'm not surprised.
No.
But I went on page six today just to like see what was happening before I came on here. But page six was on Bill Belichick and the cheerleader. Oh,
okay.
It was all about
that's
him.
Another time.
So that is.
Now we know that Judy goes to page six in Reddit for her information.
Yes. I think I'm going to start checking out the heart of the internet now.
Oh, Mackenzie, can I just tell you, I have tons of depth. I'm talking about podcast prep. I'm not talking about the way I live my life.
Wait, can we talk? Next time we do need to talk about Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Well, you have to understand, we're Colts fans. We've never liked Bill Belichick. And now we have even more reason. We've never been fans of Bill Belichick.
We can discuss that.
No. But I'm really happy. I have to, before we go, I have to say, Donna, I am really happy that you and Mom are such Fever fans. You could just inject some Caitlin Clark into your veins and you'd be happy.
Well, I know. Well, I like the new girl too, Sophie.
Yeah, I do too.
And I like Boston and I like...
Boston's my favorite.
Yeah, she's good. And I like, oh my God, I can never think...
Mitchell?
Yes. Mitchell? She's so quick. Love her.
See, go Fever.
And Michael made me a cup for them. I just love it.
Where's your cup?
Well, I don't have it with me, but it's in the kitchen. You want me to go get it?
It only gets cleaned on game days.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, Alex. I think we have to wrap this one up.
Well, it was lovely seeing you all.
Yes. Thank you for finally coming on.
Okay.
So fun.
This concludes today's podcast. We're always looking for new ideas, so feel free to reach out to Judy Raper, Associate Dean of Community Engagement at Greenfield Community College at 413-775-1819 if you have an idea you'd love to share. Special thanks to the creators of Backyard Oasis, Denise Schwartz, Chad Fuller, Dennis Lee, and Christine Copeland. Have a great day.